I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In Guatemala, voters have chosen a conservative pro-business candidate as their new president. Oscar Berger won in a runoff election over the weekend. He lost an earlier presidential run 4 years ago and vowed then to quit politics, but he's back. Joining me by phone from Guatemala City is freelance journalist Catherine Elton. Hello, Catherine. Tell us, who is Oscar Berger?
Oscar Berger was mayor of Guatemala City twice. He was the only person in recent history to be reelected as mayor of the capital. He's a businessman. He is a lawyer by training and a plantation owner. And he has strong backing of the traditional economic elite in Guatemala.
And who else was in the race? Why is it that he won this time?
Well, in the runoff round, he ran against Alvaro Colom, who ran on the ticket of a centrist party that he founded. And I think Berger had a higher profile, having been the mayor. Colom hasn't held an elected office. He's held numerous government posts. But Berger had a higher profile. And there wasn't enormous difference between their platforms, but that didn't seem to matter. The race really focused on the person and not on their proposals for government. And Berger is more charismatic. People like the way he looks. People like his air of confidence. They like the way he talks. He was just more appealing to people because of his personality.
Of course, there had been another person in this race, which is why it was a runoff, the former Guatemalan leader and general Efren Rios Mott, who's accused of terrible human rights abuses in the past. Mr. Berger has already said that he is going to press human rights charges now against Rios Mott, who will lose parliamentary protection next month.
Well, he has been a little vague on that. There's a case in Spain, in courts in Spain, filed by Rigoberto Menchú's foundation, and there's also a case that was filed here in the Guatemalan justice system. When asked about it yesterday, he generally says there are no exceptions, no one is above the law. When asked specifically if Guatemala would be prepared to extradite Rios Mott to Spain if the case proceeds to that level, he said, "I believe there are treaties, and if it's within the law, then we'll turn him in." In the case in Guatemala, they often say that the courts here are independent, but certainly with the appointments that he may make in the prosecutor's office, that really could affect how that case proceeds here within Guatemala's justice system.
And how will this election affect Guatemala's relations generally there in Central America and with the U.S.?
I think it will improve relations with the U.S., definitely. The U.S. Ambassador John Hamilton said yesterday that they felt very optimistic about Berger and his Vice President Eduardo Stein and the future of the relations, the future of Guatemala and relations with the United States. With the rest of Central America, in Salvador there's an election in March. If the pro-business party beats out the party of the former guerrilla movement, that they'll have close relations with Berger's administration and with a possible upcoming free trade agreement between Central America and the United States, that they will have solid relations.
Catherine Elton is a freelance journalist covering Central America. She spoke with us from Guatemala City. Catherine, thank you.
Thank you.